Whiskey River.
Whiskey River.
Oh, yeah. Pour one out. It's a Friday morning in Texas, 92.1 Hank FM. And you are riding with KB and Marley in the morning, 837 and 80 degrees, going to 97 for the high today. It's going to be a sweltering, sweaty weekend. Highs close to 100 through Sunday, but then we cool down a little bit. Highs in the 80s early next week. Looking forward to that. It was a bit of a burner yesterday. That's why we think with the Trinity River Tours, it's an interesting time to launch this dead of summer, even though it's a cooler summer by comparison.
A little steamy on the water.
Yeah, so we wanted to check this out. Okay, yeah. Now, we did not so hook up with the official, like, Panther Island folks that are going to be doing the Trinity
right.
River Tours.
Because of our great budget on this radio show, we got the discount.
Yeah, we had two nickels to rub together. No, we made some calls, and we wound up with Ranger Randy, which is quite interesting, and it took us out on his boat. I guess he's going to be doing these as well, too.
I would call it a pontoon boat, really.
It was more of like a skiff or something like that. I'm not quite sure. But yeah, yesterday we were rolling audio, and this is Marley and I. They're taking a tour of the Trinity here, so.
All right, everybody get in. Don't fall in now, okay?
Watch your step.
You don't want to fall in, I'll tell you that right now. Well, okay, this is just you two. Welcome to the unofficial guided historic and scenic boat Trinity River cruise, dinner cruise, and experience.
Wow.
I'm your guide. I'm Ranger Randy. That is what you can call me, Ranger Randy. Ranger Randy, 14-year veteran of our state park service right here.
I didn't know it was a state park.
Okay, no, thank you for your service. That's fine. All right.
Well, a few rules.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Please keep your hands and feet inside the vessel at all times.
Okay.
And then finally, as we depart, please stay seated. And yes, this vessel does not require the use of life jackets.
Oh.
Due to the time of year here on the Trinity River, if you fall in, you will literally just float on the top. Just lie still.
Okay.
Hey, there you go, ma'am. All right. Well, on your left, our first attraction of this lovely afternoon and evening, the founder of the Trinity River, Ross O'Sullivan. Of course, the Trinity River, first discovered in 1926 by 13-year-old Ross O'Sullivan. And he used this spot right here with his cane pole to fish. First person to ever fish and find here on the Trinity. Google it. Google it.
By the way,
if you're asking where are the bodies, well, they're on the Dallas side of the Trinity.
Fun fact there. Okay.
Now,
Makes sense.
Our first major turn, our bend. We call this the hypodermic hairpin. Yes. Remember I told you keep your hands and feet inside the vessel at all times. Do we have anybody that's going to be dining with us tonight?
We're not eating.
That's unfortunate. Then why the heck did I pack this igloo full of PB&J sandwiches? Well, anyway, do not feed the animals. Remember I told you our first wildlife sanctuary is coming up right now.
Oh.
We are living in a natural aviary here on the Trinity. Yes, those are bats, ladies and gentlemen. Due to the high mosquito population here on the Trinity that you probably already recognize by this point, there are nearly millions of bats.
Oh, boy.
Especially around sundown, so do not feed them. They will stay. Who's back into history here? Okay, one of the county's first water and sewage plants right here. Used to funnel right into the Trinity River. And some say to this day, you can still feel its remnants.
Ooh.
All right, everybody, save your energy, because over the next 4 hours, we got some exciting stuff.
Four hours?
All right, on your left, here are our very own meth gators.
Meth gators?
And on your right, we got our first indigenous people here. This is our bum camp, and we'll be playing that baby shark song.
Bathing in the river.
It was an experience like no other.
An adventure.
Yes. So we invite you. Take it on your own.
Now I talk the weeping willow.